Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to another Bo Daniels podcast. I'm revealing people's favorite jobs of all time. What was your dream job, your favorite job?
Being a nurse.
Being a nurse, of course, because you're always changing people's lives, right?
Yep.
My daughter's a nurse and she feels the same way. You're on your favorite job ever.
Country club.
Oh my gosh.
By the pool and watch the kids swim. And there's already a lifeguard there.
Is an absolute dream job. Yeah. All right, love that. Tell me yours.
Working at a petting farm.
I just read about a job that pays $100 an hour to pet a dog.
I would do that too.
You're on. Tell me your favorite job.
Hey, Bo, that would have to be the construction coordinator when I worked on the mall for Somerset.
Really? Okay, so what did you love about that? Was it your coworkers that were all wearing their tight jeans or what?
Oh, yes. 1,400
how did I know?
Men around me at all times.
1,400 of them, okay. Dream job for her. Tell me your favorite.
Hi, actually, I have it right now. I'm a children's book author.
Yes.
Right?
You making money doing that?
A little bit.
A little bit, but changing lives. Love that. Thank you, my
man.
That's beautiful. Your favorite job ever. Go ahead.
Yeah, Zamboni driver for an IHL hockey team. It was awesome.
Do people throw things at you?
All the time.
All the time, and you enjoy that.
mostly good things like hats or whatever, but we had to give kids a ride once in a while. We had a special teammate. It was really cool.
That's very cool. How about you?
Cedar Point.
Cedar Point. How old were you?
I was 19 to 22, three summers.
Wow. A lot of partying behind the scenes?
Oh, yeah. After work, you had a bar to go to, tall glass for 25 cents.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you very much. It's your time.
Favorite job of all time was working at Harley Davidson in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Whoa. That's
absolute
the home of Harley.
Best job,
yes.
I ever had. Oh, yes.
Tell me why, though. Tell me why you loved it.
Because we partied just because it was Wednesday. And it was a great place to work. People were awesome. And the management was awesome, too.
Well, it probably helped sales, too, if people walked in and saw you having a great time partying.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Love that. All right, thank you very much. Tell me your favorite job of all time.
I worked at Hooters, Miami, Florida.
South Beach, Florida?
Yeah, it was the best job of my life.
Why do you say that?
The fringe benefits were amazing.
Like what?
Girls, man.
Well, those are family restaurants, considered family restaurants.
Yeah, it wasn't family-oriented for me being an employee there.
Well, they do brand them as family restaurants. I mean, come on. What's your favorite job of all time?
Working for Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Oh, okay. Why?
Because I love driving all the brand-new cars, and I got to drive around the city.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Meet a lot of different people, too, right?
Yep, I also picked up customers and drove them back to locations like body shops.
Very interesting. Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that. I actually know a guy who moved to Coastal Carolina, gave up his big job in Jersey to work for a rental car company, and he loves it. Reveal your favorite job of all time.
I worked at a fish counter, and I'm not going to mention where, but I filleted fish, I cut fish, I shucked oysters, passed over lobsters, many, many, many.
Why was that your favorite job, though?
It was challenging. I learned something new every day about the huge fish.
Wow.
Like halibut, like the stuff that comes out of the ocean. It was a learning experience. It was exciting. But my mother's favorite job, when she was a teenager, she worked at her friend's meat market, and she was a weenie skinner. And she was the fastest.
Okay.
She was the fastest weenie skinner in St. Clair Shores, and she had to peel off the casings off the hot dogs.
That's amazing. All right. Thank you very much. See, some jobs might surprise you. Thank you for listening to my podcast. You can listen to me on the air Monday through Friday, 2 to 7 p.m. on 104.3 WOMC.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.